You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Whoa! The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this isn't obvious now. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello, one and all. A very warm welcome along to the midweek edition of the Punt Podcast here with William Hill, Dave Kellner in situ in the studio and ready to get stuck into the Champions League and the Europa League this midweek. And joining me on the podcast, a rare and warm welcome to Derek McGovern, who has made time in his busy schedule to talk European football. Derek, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Dave. I've had to pause on my TV, Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, to do this, and you're going to have a European nightmare from me. I'm making my European debut, and I'm nervous. I'm actually nervous.
I'm glad you came up with Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares for what's on your TV, Derek, because I'm always concerned about what's on that particular box. Let's get stuck in then, Derek. We'll talk about some of the weekend issues that have just gone as well on this podcast. We start with Manchester United versus Sevilla. This is a 7:45 kickoff on Tuesday night. Manchester United 8-13 to win the game. The draw 11-4 with Sevilla in the market at 11-2. The enhancements, if you fancy United to win both halves, that was 14-5. That's been enhanced to 7-2. And Manchester United to win by three or more in the game was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 11-2. Now let's start by reflecting on what happened on Saturday, Derek. Liverpool went off actually strong favourites to beat Manchester United at Old Trafford, but United prevailed by 2-1. Two hoof balls up to Lukaku, proving the difference in the end. Rashford took his first goal superbly well, but they clearly had a game plan, Manchester United, to utilise the aerial ability of Lukaku, who pulled on to Dejan Lovren for both those goals, and it worked.
Yeah, it did. No surprises, anything that happened there, really. I looked at that game and my conclusions after 90 minutes were that Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain should be further from a Liverpool starting lineup than I am. Mo Salah, the most overrated footballer in Premier League history, after Fernando Torres. And if you get a shot on target against Liverpool, you're long odds on to score. Because, you know, I know that Trent Alexander-Arnold and Dejan Lovren took a lot of the flak for Man United's two goals, but no one can convince me the goalie couldn't have done a lot better as well. I struggle to remember the last time a Liverpool goalie made a decent save.
Even on that first one, Derek?
Yeah, I don't think it was that far away from his left hand. You know, it was a great strike. Rashford did everything right, but it was savable. I think a better keeper could have saved that one.
Was this Liverpool coming crashing back down to earth as well, Derek?
Yeah, it was. I mean, people were getting the idea that, you know, we're going to finish second, got a good chance at the Champions League. It was just a reality check, really. They're nowhere near that good enough. We knew what to expect. Liverpool struggle against teams that park the bus. They always have done. And there doesn't seem to be any other plan that Klopp has. You know, when that doesn't work, what do we do? It seems bereft of ideas. Ironically, Liverpool in the Champions League probably still have got an outside chance because they're 8 or 9 to 1, which is a terrible price, by the way. But they're not going to meet teams in the later stages of the Europe that's going to park the bus like United, unless of course they meet United. You know, they're going to play decent sides, and that will like they played against Manchester City. City didn't defend, and Liverpool won 4-3. It will suit Liverpool, so I wouldn't rule them out of the Champions League, but. You know, they're a long, long way from top draw. Some of the players aren't good enough.
As far as this game is concerned, United 0-0 in the first leg. Only Barcelona have conceded fewer goals in this season's Champions League than Manchester United. Only conceded three times in the competition so far. And Mourinho has only lost 7 of his previous 69 Champions League home games as a manager. Those 5 defeats, though, have come against Spanish opposition. Is 0-0 a worrying scoreline for Manchester United?
Yes, it is. It is. And not only that, the fact that they're meeting Spanish opponents as well is worrying for United. They've only won 2 of their last 12 matches against Spanish clubs now, Man United. That's 5 draws and 5 defeats in that time. Now, I know you're probably going to say, well, yeah, when they meet Spanish clubs, it's generally Barcelona or Real Madrid. But, you know, they've met a few others and their record isn't that great. And Seville, in a decent side. You know, I'm getting the same feel about this tie and this season, Dave, as I did when Porto won the European Cup. I think around the same stage, I saw they were playing against Man United and they were 50-1. But there isn't an outstanding team around. They're playing Man United, who weren't, in my eyes, were very, very beatable. I was telling everybody, get on Porto at 50-1 to win the European Cup, and sure enough, they won. Well, Seville are falling into that bracket, and they're 150-1. They're 151 compared to Man United at something like 16-1. It just does not make sense to me. It's advantage Seville, in my eyes, 0-0 from the first leg. They've kept a clean sheet. That's the number one priority. They've lost only 1 of their last 6 away games, Seville, winning 4. They've lost only 2 of their last 11 away matches in Europe as well. This team is no mug. They've won the Europa League God knows how many times. This is a dangerous tie for United, and I would be on Seville to go through. I mean, I'm tempted for them to win the match in 90 minutes. But you'd only need an away goal. A 1-1 draw away from home was perfect for them. So I'm going to go for Seville to go through.
That's 6-4 for Sevilla to qualify in this Champions League last 16 match. Do check out those enhancements on the William Hill website. Let's move on to Roma versus Shakhtar Donetsk. Roma are 8-11 to win this game. The draw 3-1. Shakhtar Donetsk in the betting at 19-5. Qualification prices 10-11 Roma. Shakhtar are 10-11. And the enhancements, Roma to win both halves was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 7-2. And both teams to score in the first half was 100-30. That's been boosted to 4-1. It was a very entertaining first leg, Derek. 30 shots in that match, 17 of them on target. And it's finally poised now with Shakhtar 2-1 up, but Roma having what could be a crucial away goal. And they have kept a clean sheet in their last 3 Champions League home games as well, Roma. They are relying on Edin Dzeko, though, up front. He's 10-11 to score any time, and he's 7-2 to score first. And he's been influential in the Champions League for Roma so far this season, which could be classed as a concern for the Italians.
Yes, definitely. My thoughts entirely. And I can't believe the odds for this game. I think I'm not going to back Shakhtar to win the game because they don't have to. But Shakhtar to go through at 10-11, I don't think you're going to find a better bet all week. Certainly not at Cheltenham anyway. I think they're unbelievably priced. You know, Roma, people seem to class Roma as a dangerous Italian side. Well, firstly, they're only a couple of places above AC Milan in the Italian League. And we saw how bad Milan were against Arsenal last week. In their last 22 games in the Champions League, Roma, 22 games, they've won only 4 of them. That's quite incredible. They've only won 3 of their last 10 home matches in the Champions League. This is a side that's entirely beatable. In fact, Shakhtar met Roma in this stage about 6 or 7 years ago of the Champions League and won 6-2 on aggregate. Not only that, the Ukrainians got a great away record as well. I think it was 9 of their last 13 matches outside the Ukraine had they won before they lost at Manchester City earlier in the competition. They're a better side than Roma, and they're ahead from the first leg. And the same prices to go through. No sense whatsoever in these odds. Shakhtar will go through.
I like it, Derek. Confident selection with the Ukrainians. 10-11 to qualify for the next round. You make an interesting point about teams not needing to win as well, Derek, because we saw that in the last round of fixtures. City were 1-8, I think it was, to beat Basel in that second leg, but they'd won the first leg by 4-0, and Spurs were heavily backed and heavily fancied to take out Juventus as well. So when a team doesn't need to win, it's risky to back them under any circumstance, really.
Yeah, it is, especially at short prices. In fact, we'll be moving on to a match like that in a second. Besiktas versus Bayern, who Bayern are already 5-0 up from the first leg, and the short prices to win again. And, you know, why would you? It's madness. You're risking money on a team that doesn't have to win. It's the quickest way to the poorhouse, which is where I reside.
You mentioned Cheltenham there as well, Derek. Have you had your ear to the ground?
No, I'm going for the world record this year of 24 consecutive losses. I had 22 last year, so 24 this time around. I think it's well within my compass.
No doubt. Besiktas versus Bayern Munich then. Let's get stuck into this one. Wednesday, 5 o'clock kick-off this game. Besiktas are 4-1 to win it. The draw, 7-2. Bayern Munich, 8-13. This is over as far as the tie is concerned. Bayern Munich won 5-0. At the Allianz Arena in the first leg. They had 35 shots in that first leg as well. Besiktas will be looking to restore some semblance of pride here, Derek. But Bayern have won their last five Champions League games, and Besiktas has now lost all three of their matches against Bayern in this competition, losing by an aggregate scoreline of 9-0. Bayern Munich 8-13, but as you just mentioned a few moments ago on the podcast, they don't need to win this game. This is over.
Well, yeah, similar to Liverpool, isn't it? They were 5-0 up against Porto in the and in the second leg at Anfield, everybody thought it was Bayern money to, you know, to beat them. It certainly wasn't. Certainly not Bayern money, but to be back in Bayern Munich either, because there's no miles in for them. The worry about saying that, I mean, everything I've just said there is logical, but then you only have to look back a year ago, and then Bayern beat Arsenal 5-1 in the first leg, and then they beat them 5-1 in the second leg as well. You know, that gives you an idea of how bad Arsenal were and probably still are. It's impossible to find a way of making money on this. You've got the team who are comfortably superior and are priced up accordingly, but they don't need to win, and that worries me. I haven't got a clue on this fixture, Dave. I'll hold my hands up. I'm just have to say I'll pass over it. I'll leave the punters to make up their own mind on that one.
Both teams to score is a very short price at 4-9 as well. Yes, for both teams to score in this game. I mean, Besiktas have had just four different goal scorers in the Champions League this season. That's the joint fewest of any side left in the tournament. And one of those, Cenk Tosun, left for Everton in January as well. So these stats all come from Opta. I'm not convinced that Besiktas are going to score in this game, and I'd be thinking both teams to score no at 13-8 could be the bet.
Definitely, well, it's definitely too big. And when you get a game like this, a dead rubber, you know, players are going to play. It's an excuse for players to, it's getting towards the end of a long season, an excuse for them to take their, you know, the foot off the gas. Like, it's like Liverpool and Porto all over again, isn't it? Finish 0-0 in the second leg. Yeah, that's, those prices are skewed. 13-8 is the one to be on.
Let's move on and talk about Barcelona. They're taking on Chelsea in a mouth-watering clash Wednesday, 7:45. Barcelona 4-9 to win the game. The draw 7-2, and Chelsea in the betting at 7-1. Qualification prices 2-9. Barcelona with Chelsea 3-1 to qualify. This should be an absolutely vintage Champions League clash at the Camp Nou, because we know that Chelsea, Derek, have downed tools in the Premier League. It's something we've discussed on the podcast almost weekly. But in the Champions League, these players are still up for it. Eden Hazard, he will in all likelihood make a move in the summer. I think Andy came up with a good point on the podcast at the weekend as well, saying that Willian's looking to get in that Brazil squad for the World Cup, and maybe to be a permanent fixture in that starting 11. And he started to perform. So Chelsea will be, they'll be at full throttle here, not like they were against Manchester City.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they've had a rest, haven't they? And I have to say, I don't think this is a vintage Barcelona side by any stretch of the imagination. In that first match at Chelsea, they got a lot of acclaim. They had all the ball. But to me, it was like Liverpool against Man United on Saturday. It was, you know, you can have the ball, but do something to us. And they were struggling till Messi scored. I think it was just before half-time, was it just after? This Barcelona, I think they're being overrated by the bookies in these prices. I mean, I'm not saying Chelsea are well beaters, but this is the English League champions, with players like Hazard and Willian in the side. They're no mugs. And you're getting 7-1 to win against a far from vintage Barca side. I know Messi's being rested. He didn't play at the weekend. I think his wife had a third child. I think it's bigger than him already, by the way. but I read somewhere that whenever he has a child, Messi, he comes out and scores like two or three goals the next match. But I know exactly where Chelsea are going to play here. Yes, they're going to have to score because a 0-0 draw puts them out because of Barcelona's away goal. But they're not going to give anything away in the first hour or so, and then maybe they'll go in search of a goal later on. And Barcelona could get frustrated because they were certainly where, you know, they were looking frustrated in the first leg. I've got a funny feeling here that Chelsea might just do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And 7-1 Chelsea. If you went on Premier League form, you'd oppose them all day long because they don't seem at it. But you've seen time and again this season, they raise the game for Europe. And they've got good players, you know. This is not like a Leicester. This is Chelsea. They're a decent side, and more than that. Got some great players. Hazard is, you know, one of my favourites. I keep saying on this podcast. I'm going to give Chelsea a go at 7-1. Some in betting, you know, Dave. It's important to just get there ahead of the crowd. In other words, spot a team that's maybe gone over the hill. And I think Barcelona have. I might end up looking like a chump come Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. And they might win 4 or 5-0. But from what I've seen from them this season, I ain't that impressed.
3-1 Chelsea to qualify for the quarterfinals. Enhancements, by the way, here. Lionel Messi and Eden Hazard both to score was 5-1. That's been enhanced to 6-1. And Messi got his first ever Champions League goal against Chelsea at the 9th time of asking in the first leg. He scored more goals versus English clubs than any other player. And he's got 18 against English teams. But if you fancy Chelsea in this game, they're unbeaten in their last 8 Champions League games against Barcelona. They've won 2 of those and drawn 6. Their last 4 visits to the Camp Nou have ended all square. The draw is 7-2 in the market if you fancy Chelsea to go there and ruffle some Barcelona feathers on Wednesday night. We'll move on to Arsenal versus AC Milan in the Europa League then. This is the final game we're previewing on the podcast. This is an 8:05 kickoff on Thursday. Arsenal 21-20 to win the game. The draw 5-2. AC Milan in the betting at 5-2. To qualify, Arsenal 1-14. AC Milan are 13-2. Derek, I was stunned by that result in the first leg. I must admit, I did the podcast last week and I thought Milan were going to dish out a beating to Arsenal. But it is just typical of this Arsenal side that they win that game by 2-0. They win at the weekend as well, comprehensively. If they won the Europa League, do you think all would be forgiven as far as Arsene Wenger is concerned?
No, I don't. I mean, it'll be great for them if they do, because they'll be in the Champions League, of course, which is, you know, crucial to them. But no, I think it's too far gone now, Wenger, and there's too many people want him out. I don't think he'll stay even if they were to win the Europa League. And you have to say, I mean, they must have a chance, because that performance from them, I was watching it and I didn't know what to make of it, you know, Dave. I thought, this is incredible. This is a team that's just been softened up by Östersund and Brighton.
Yeah.
And they're going to the San Siro, I think it was 70,000 there, and winning 2-0 and could have won easily, but they looked like scoring every time he went through. Now, was it Arsenal being brilliant? It can't be, because they're not. But Milan was shocking, absolutely shocking. And this was a team supposed to have been revitalised under Gattuso, the manager. You know, I think they'd been 13 games unbeaten until then. I really don't know. You know, I look at this fixture, I think Milan, I thought, I might give Milan a go here, because they can't be that bad. You know, the side who, as I say, unbeaten for a long time before that game, and they're only playing Arsenal. But 5-2, how could I back them after watching what I saw last week? I couldn't. They were just atrociously bad. Arsenal 21-20. It's actually, you look at it, on the evidence that first leg, all you saw was what you saw a week ago, and you saw Arsenal at home at 21-20. You'd absolutely be steaming with everything you've got and more. But it's the old syndrome again. They don't have to win, and it's Arsenal. Can you trust them? Another tricky fixture, this one. I can't believe Milan can be anywhere near as bad, and Arsenal are beatable. So I'm tempted to go for the Italians here. But 5-2, what do you think? Do you think that's underpriced?
I think so. I think a little bit. I'm reluctant to side with Arsenal at 21-20, though. I think this could end all square, and Arsenal progress through to the next stage of the competition. One bet that I think does stand out, you obviously watched that first leg, Derek. Henrik Mkhitaryan, his style of play is tailor-made to European football. He's 19-10 to score any time. Got the first goal in that game against Milan. 6-1 to score first in this one. He's actually got 7 in his last 12 Europa League matches. I think the style of play in Europe, when it's slightly slower, not as hectic, he gets into more of a rhythm, I think, Mkhitaryan, when it's European football. And I think 6-1 for him to score first could be a decent bet.
Yeah, wouldn't put anybody off that. I noticed the Italian side, who played for Liverpool for a bit. I always liked him when on a few occasions he played for Liverpool, Suso, and there's talk about him doing great things as well. He's 14-5 to score at any time. I wouldn't put anybody off that because he's a dangerous player.
Milan, by the way, they've not come from 2 goals down in a European tie since October 1985. That's when they beat Auxerre 4-3. That was in the first round of the UEFA Cup. They lost that first leg 3-1. So you've got to go back a long, long time for the last time AC Milan turned around a 2-goal deficit in Europe. So I don't think there are going to be many people getting stuck into AC Milan to qualify at 13-2. But it'd be just like Arsenal to make it slightly more interesting, Derek.
Yeah. Well, the sad thing is, if you look at these two clubs, probably about a dozen years or so ago, probably the two best teams in Europe, weren't they? And look at them now, you know, struggling for the scraps in the on a Thursday night. How far the mighty have fallen.
Arsenal 21-20 to win the game. The draw 5-2. AC Milan in the betting at 5-2. Derek, thank you for your company.
Pleasure.
Derek will be back on the weekend edition of the Pump podcast, and that comes to you on Thursday. Thank you everyone that's tuned in and listened to this edition. Check out all the enhancements on the William Hill website by going to sports.williamhill.com, and remember, you can access this podcast on audioboom.com. just type in The Punt and you can get us on all the usual podcast places as well. And if you're having a bet this midweek, the very best of luck to you.
As.